Snickers.
Never knew.
Have you guys gotten sets?
No.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you can, you want those up, because they mean about as much as the paper they're written on. Three of three in the red zone, fam. 5 of 13. So much for time of possession. I'm looking through these guys, I'm sorry. But you can tell none of this really means anything. It's really one thing that matters, and that's playing for 60 minutes. And that's the thing we've talked about for several weeks now. We knew what type of team we were capable of being. We've shown what our identity could be at times. But we hadn't put it all together yet. We had not spent every second on the clock and played the way you're supposed to play. So the challenge this week was creating an identity independent of a clock. We talk about no scoreboard, play the next play, but kind of developed a little different way to say it and develop an identity that was completely independent of any clock. And I truly believe they did that tonight. We got the outcome we wanted. Like every game, we're going to take the good things we've done and continue to grow on them. The most important being the ability to play for 60 minutes. And take the things we got to correct. And, bye week's coming at a good time. It really is. We play six straight games and preseason camp. I think everybody needs a little bit of a mental break, from it. Chance to get in and, clean up this game and, get some fundamental work done in practice and get ready to play the second part of the season. But, I can't tell you how proud I am of these kids, this coaching staff. You talk about resilient, these guys. We just kept on plugging away, and that really started at the beginning of this past week. So it's kind of fitting. It's almost midnight right now. Coming for an entire week. So, excited for the kids. Excited for the guys. That played the whole time. So, with that, I'll open for any questions.
Questions? Kelly, go ahead and answer.
Were you surprised that Mario didn't take a knee there at the end and then ran a play?
Yeah, we kind of thought that he would have taken a knee at that point. Didn't know, and we were able to. Kevin talked all week. He said, we spent a lot of time on situational football this week, in depth into it. And Kevin told the defense all week, he said, this game's going to come down to a 4th-and-1. And they were marked short of the first down, on 3rd-and-1. And we went in the huddle and said, guys, this is what Coach said all week. We just happened to be able to play two of them, 3rd down and a 4th. And ended up, it was Kyle Eifert, got the ball out, or Paul.
It was Paul.
Paul got the ball out, and were able to, make a couple plays there at the end and get the victory.
Jackson.
Can you just walk us through those last 26 seconds?
What about it? What part?
just everything.
I usually have a pretty good recollection of the game. And what is what Will Ferrell say in old school? I think I just blacked out. That's what I felt like right then. So, we got the ball back. How much time was it? Was it 26 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, so 26 seconds. We were able to push the ball. We knew, obviously, we didn't have any timeouts. We had plenty of time to be able to get down. And we were shooting for the 33-yard line, maybe to push it to the 35. And, made a couple plays there, a couple big catches. And, on the last one, Haynes flushed. And, I've said it numerous times that, the unique thing about Haynes King is he's a guy that can run and he can scramble. But when he scrambles, he always looks, he keeps his eyes downfield and looks to throw. And I don't think that was, more apparent than tonight and what happened. Then we scored. Obviously, you could kick the extra point. It was a 6-point game then. So it was a 23-17, right? Yeah, 23-17. 2 seconds on the clock. We brought him back over, having to take the delay game, put the offense back out there, because obviously the block is the blocked PAT would be a 2-point differential, but on an untimed down, it's more the case of a 15-yard penalty occurring, and that's what I didn't want to have happen, was somehow a 15-yard penalty happened, and all of a sudden it gets out of flux in another way, and the momentum shift then changes. So that was the reason for the decision with that. That's one of the situations we talked through hundreds and hundreds a week, and that was happened to be one that we had talked about just recently.
Yeah, obviously you made the change on defensive coordinator, and it clearly we saw a different kind of different defense this week. Can you attribute that to kind of a change in game plan or a change in the messenger? Tell us a little bit about, or was it just kind of a cold slap of reality after last week's effort to their defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think reality was at 2 seconds when Christian went across the end line, but again, just credit to the defensive staff, rallying around Kevin. We talked about having one voice. It was going to be one way, and we wanted to put the guys in a position to do well and have success. And credit to the guys rallying around him. Credit to the players. I mean, they're the ones out there playing, and it's one of those things where you know what you have, but you don't necessarily always see it on the field. And I thought both those guys played. They played hard tonight. They really did. So I was proud of them. I mean, was it 83 plays there on the field?
Chad,
did you say anything to Haynes after that last interception and before he went out for that final drive, or you just kind of let him do his own thing there at the end?
What did you want me to say to him?
You back out there, kid. You'll get
him. Win one for the Gipper.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
no. Shake it off. You can get the ball back. Let's worry about what we're going to do next.
After I thought maybe the critical moment that gave you all opportunity to come back was the defensive stop after the second pick, Haynes threw, and you held him for, I think, -7 yards, got the sack on third down with Paul, and then they kicked the long field goal instead of maybe scoring or killing one at the clock.
Big series right there, big series to the defense.
Did you say anything to them before he went out, or just do your job, that kind of thing?
Look at me right now. I'd like to say this is sweat. So it's like it's 1st of August. I'm coaching O-line right now. Every opportunity we had a chance to get in the huddle, we said different things to them. But it was all about creating our identity, and it was to play for 60 minutes. That's what we said. That's what we said before the game. I think a critical point was halftime. We came in at halftime. There was none of the, it's 0-0 or, it was just a continuation of playing good football and continuation of, creating an identity independent of any clock.
Hey, Michael, did the rain limit or affect what you wanted to do on offense at all today?
Did it rain? not at all.
No.
You guys, following the interception, long return, you had a series, and you inserted Zach Pyron in for one of the plays. Is that something you guys had schemed, or was there something with Haynes, or can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a package, a pretty extensive package of that. But we have, one of either quarterback on the field. We have two quarterbacks on the field. Four quarterbacks on the field. two centers. Seven linemen. No, it's something we've been working for a while, and actually, they hit the right call at the right time on it. They hit a corner blitz right off the edge and forced the thing, and we weren't able to get around the edge of it. But they had a good call on for that play in particular. But now that's something that we have that we'll continue to expand with.
Chad,
we talked on Thursday about not letting the Bowling Green loss define these guys. Could this be?
Well, we said it would define us, one way or the other.
Right. That sort of the other end of the spectrum now, this win could maybe define this team moving forward?
I don't know about defining. To me, defining kind of is an endpoint. When you talk about defining a team, that's an endpoint. That's something that closes something out, last game type thing. I don't see that by any means. As far as creating an identity of playing hard and playing the type of ball that we expect to play and believing in each other, That's what, you know, that was the stepping stone that we took. And look, every game is a stepping stone in the building of a program, and that's where we're at. We are, you know, we're taking steps, and you know sometimes, unfortunately, you know you trip and fall down, and you don't play even close to the way you're supposed to. But when I did say that the game last week would define us, it was our choice of how it would define us and how it would impact us for the rest of the season. So.
Anything else, Coach Kelly?
I thought one of maybe the more critical moments was Jamal on that, I think it was a third down run, carried a couple guys into end zone. He's a small guy, and carried two of their defenders.
I'll take him in my foxhole.
I mean, do you think that maybe like kind of got things fired up a little bit for the team there?
That you talk about a momentum, swing and just a knowing. Look, I mean, they got good players on that defense now. I mean, credit to how they've in the course of a year and a half, how really built up with some of the personnel they have, and they've got good players. And early on, we were struggling to move the ball and struggling to to be consistent in the run game and on the edge and those things, and we just kept swinging and kept swinging. We talked about body blows and continuing just to push forward, and that was kind of one of those points where you did kind of see that kind of the tipping point go over.
You guys, you got a couple of interceptions on Van Dyke. Were there some things in kind of film that you guys had seen where you had saw tendencies, or was that just a bad decision on his part?
Yeah, I think the secondary tonight, really showed their preparation during the week. It showed their ability to anticipate things that were going to happen. They were in the right position to make the plays, and then they made the plays. I'll tell you what, though, the thing that I was, outside of the two interceptions, the thing I was more proud of with those guys was the way they tackled tonight. I mean, we'll go back and look at the film, but I don't know if I'm sure there was, but I mean, we were pretty sure if our tackling on the edge for some really good players on the offense for Miami. That's what I was proud of. Those guys came up, they trusted the people were going to be behind them, they shot their guns, and then they went out and they made some tackles. They made a lot of tackles.
Okay, time for one more if we have one more. Should we not? Yeah, we're going to get the players in with you guys. We're going to have the defensive players first, and then we'll get the offensive guys.
Congrats, Coach. That was awesome. Go Jackets.
Yeah, you can bring the defensive guys in. Everybody's